Welcome to Texas Telestrator, presented by BMW. I'm your host, John Harris. It's time to break down the Indianapolis Colts. Yeah, not the offense. We're going to go defense. And, well, there's a reason that I picked this particular play against the Jacksonville Jaguars, because this is a similar look that the Colts gave the Texans last year that gave them a little trouble in the first half. Let's take a look at it. It's pretty simple from a coverage standpoint. What you'll see is pure man-to-man across. You'll see here, man. Man, man, man. All man coverage across the board. One free safety free. Call that man free. Now, the Colts are bringing all six guys up front, but it's how they do it. And in fact, the one guy that really doesn't do anything but rush upfield gets the sack, Kendall Langford. Let's take a look at this play, and you'll see the sack on the inside, and then we'll go to the end zone shot where you can see how it all came together for the Colts. But you want to see this, so you see the man coverage with the man free, where Blake Bortles had nowhere to throw this football, and then the rush gets to him very quickly. Again, this is a look that the Colts gave the Texans last year, and you can see it a little bit better from the end zone shot. And when you take a look here, you'll see Robert Mathis out here with a wide stance and rush. He's going to come here. You see Trent Cole wide here, but the key is that the linebacker, DeQuell Jackson, is going to pop around in this gap right here. But the Jags mess this up because T.J. Yeldon, the running back, doesn't exactly know what to do, and he allows Kendall Langford to just come straight to the quarterback. That happened to the Texans last year. Now you can see it a little bit better from the end zone shot and see how Kendall Langford came free, and boom, there it is. Easy sack, party at the quarterback. That cannot happen, obviously, for the Texans. They got to be able to pick up that six-man rush. If they don't, that could end up being our Texans quarterback on the turf, with Kendall Langford on top of him. Let's hope that doesn't happen.